This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the Lions. Their great rookie running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, will stop by. I have over-under stats, courtesy of DraftKings, for Jahmyr Gibbs. Over-under rushing yards. Anybody want to take a guess? Over-under for Jahmyr Gibbs against the 49ers defense. Todd?
83.5.
All righty. Seton?
74.5.
Marvin?
77.5.
Paul?
58.5.
47.5.
Dang.
It's respect.
How about receiving yards, Jahmyr Gibbs? Paul?
58.5.
Marvin?
36.5.
Todd?
29.5.
Seton?
33.5.
22.5. Maybe not a big factor coming up this weekend, question mark. Christian McCaffrey, over under rushing yards. Niner apologist, Marvin?
179.5.
Final answer?
Yes.
Seton?
452.5.
All right. Paulie?
Let me go under that a little bit.
Okay.
68.5.
Okay. Todd?
84.5.
87.5. Christian McCaffrey. Todd?
I stayed under it.
Bloop.
Over under receiving yards, Christian McCaffrey, courtesy of DraftKings. Paulie?
It's going to take 1,000, but I'll leave that to Marvin. 45.5.
All right. Marvin.
68.5.
Todd.
53.5.
Seton.
37.5.
Bloop.
Yes! Right on it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Back row power.
Yeah.
Oh, you're. What? What does that even mean? It's a silly thing to say.
So, by proxy, you got that answer correct, Todd.
Back row power.
We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner, our radio affiliates, now numbering 400 cities around America that carry this program. 400 cities, can't be wrong. It's sort of like Bon Jovi, right?
Yeah.
What's that? A million?
Excuse me, 100 million.
Oh, 100
people,
million.
Can't be wrong.
I think they were wrong with 100 million for Bon Jovi, weren't they? Feels like that estimate was a little off there.
What?
Well, where do they come up with 100 million people were Bon Jovi fans?
Album sales?
No. Oh, so they've sold 100.
Sure. Does that mean nobody bought a second album? Like, is that they're assuming everyone bought one and nobody bought a second? I guess that's repeat customers.
Okay. I'm going to give you a band. You're going to know maybe one song. I want you to tell me how many albums you think they sold. The band is Deep Purple. They gave us Smoke on the Water. Paulie?
I'm gonna go 75 million in the
All right, Todd.
How many albums they sold? Or how many millions of copies? I'm gonna say they sold
How many millions of albums they sold?
No, I'm gonna say they sold 17 albums.
No. How many million units?
Oh,
how many
83 million units.
Okay. Sorry to confuse you with this. Seton. How many albums?
Deep Purple off the strength of that one song?
Yeah.
Do they have others?
Yeah, but the fact that you're asking that should tell you that we don't have other popular ones.
50 million albums.
All right, Marvin. How many units did they move?
120 million.
I think they're over 100 million. Wow. So when Bon Jovi
they're
says...
They're over 100 million, yes.
Yes, they are. Right?
Yeah.
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 You wouldn't think that. But so when Bon Jovi says 100 million people can't be wrong, Deep Purple, they were able to say that before. Yes.
Are you suggesting that Deep Purple is proving that they can be wrong?
Yes.
That 100 million people actually can be wrong. Look, Deep Purple did it, so obviously they can be wrong.
Was Deep Purple the Bon Jovi of their day?
Similar outfits, for sure.
Similar big hair?
Yeah, big hair, spandex, and glitter.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but I was in college, and I hitchhiked from Eastern Kentucky to Cincinnati. David Bowie was playing. And I was meeting a high school buddy of mine.
Almost famous.
And I come in, and so I'm meeting my friend. Well, I walk in. He's got glitter on his face. He's got the Aladdin Sane design on his chest. And his shirt is tied. He had one of those, like, I don't even know what they're called. So it's tied at the middle. And he's... Like I said, Scott? And he goes, yeah. I go, what are you doing? He goes, what are you doing? I go, I didn't know we were getting dressed up for this. But the fact that he had glitter all over his face, and I went, I don't think I'm dressed appropriately for David Bowie here.
Now, the natural follow-up question is, did you partake in the accoutrements, like the stuff that, did you doll yourself up?
Oh, no.
Like, did he have extra glitter, like spillover?
No. He didn't have any leftovers. I mean, he pretty much did it all himself. Like, he was dressing like David Bowie when he was Ziggy Stardust, if you're a fan of that genre. And I was in the wrong place, I think. But great show, by the way. I never dressed up to go to a show because everybody was going to dress up to go to a show. Yes, Marv.
Who had more eras than David Bowie? He went from, like, the Ziggy Stardust to, like, the Young Americans. Then later on, like, Let's Dance, seems like three different people, maybe more. I'm not sure.
Well, he even, he probably had about five incarnations. But I saw him on the White Duke tour. He had, this white suit and his kind of like strawberry blonde hair. He was great, great show. I wanted to see him at Ziggy Stardust. That would have been awesome to see that. But... back then, it's like, even seeing Jagger, when I saw the Stones, and he came out dressed in a football uniform, and he had a Philadelphia Eagles jersey on, and he had football pants on. And I'm going, all right, I'm good with this. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Paul.
Wasn't it like a Ken O'Brien number 7 jersey or something for the
Jets? No, it was the Eagles.
Oh, I thought he did one with the Jets, too, when he played Shea or something.
I don't think. Well, I saw him. He dressed like it was number 21. I think it was John Shara, who was maybe a UCLA quarterback who was on the Eagles. He might have held for extra points. All right. See if you can look at that up. John Shara, I think, was number 21, and he played at UCLA.
Yeah, you're correct. He definitely wore a John Shara jersey, number 21. He ripped it up a little bit.
Okay.
Checking.
And I think John was the... holder on extra points and field goals in Philadelphia. And did he play at UCLA? I apologize. This is just for my own ego here.
We're back on the air, by the way.
Yeah, we are. I know.
I got Mick Jagger also in a Franco Harris jersey during a concert.
Oh, okay.
I only found a couple pictures of that, though.
All right. We'll see if John Shara was a quarterback at UCLA. The Chargers, by the way, have the best, their Super Bowl odds are the same as the Falcons, even after the hiring of Jim Harbaugh. The Jets have better odds than they do. But that was the big story yesterday, and still the fallout here. Michigan moves forward, and it looks like they're going to hire the assistant coach, the offensive coordinator, Sharon Moore, who filled in for Jim, got 6 wins under his belt, and he came there in 2018, probably, and he was promoted to co-offensive coordinator in 2021. and then coach offensive line as well. So looks like he's an offensive coordinator. He's going to be the next head coach at Michigan. Yes, Paulie. Any updates for me?
On John Shiar, we're looking.
Okay. Well, if you just Google John Shiar, and then they'll have his college career, and then it would say that he went to UCLA, and then we move on from this. That's probably how it works.
Figuring out how to spell his name is a little tricky for me.
S-C-I-A-R-R-A?
Yeah.
Yes, Todd?
So you wanted to confirm if he went to UCLA, he did go to UCLA.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, he was picked by the Bears in the draft. He played for the BC Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
And a CFL Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Oh.
All righty. So we had Rolf Brnerschke this week, and now John Shiar.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, nailed it.
How do you think Mick Jagger got that jersey?
Stop me out!
Did they just run him back and say, we're going to grab you a jersey to look good?
I don't know.
I mean, out of all the players on the Eagles, no Harold Carmichael? I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Ron Jaworski?
Checking.
Yeah. All right. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Continuing with the music talk, earlier this morning, you guys were talking about Madonna and Billy Joel and Taylor Swift. In the 80s, Springsteen and Madonna and Prince were all as big as Taylor Swift, and they actually did it on talent, not necessarily social media. And I have to defend my fellow Long Islander, Billy Joel. You were questioning his ability to sell tickets. Billy sells out stadiums worldwide. So stay in your lane, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Stay in your lane when it comes to Taylor Swift is successful because of social media.
That was such an old guy take.
Yeah, it
Barry.
Is.
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
Barry.
He's going to yell at people on his lawn.
Yeah.
Old guy take, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Billy Joel does a world tour. I know he sells out the Garden. So I don't know. I'm going to go see him in April, by the way. Yeah.
When are we going?
No.
Going
with my wife. Yeah. Going to be up front. Going to be dancing, singing, having a great time. Uptown, you know, all of that.
It's going to rock and roll to you.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
At the Garden?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks are playing Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium. That's a big venue.
We needed Stevie Nicks to sell it out.
He's apparently got his first four concerts of the year. Two of them are at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Actually, out of his first, yeah, he's got many dates this year at Madison Square Garden.
I know.
Like every other date is Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, he's like the house band there. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, funny. It's impressive, but, you know, Barry yelling at me that Billy Joel could sell out around the world, maybe he can.
He can. I mean, it's like Cardiff Arena or like what he's like. He is all over the world.
I know.
However,
Taylor Swift is selling out everywhere.
She is as well, yeah.
She sells out movie theaters that are showing movies of her concert.
Right.
I mean, come on. Yeah, Paul.
He was mentioning Michael. Would it be fair to say Michael Jackson is the most famous person in your lifetime, like where everyone knew about him? If you're 80 or you're, you know, today it's Taylor Swift. I think she's the most famous human on earth. Recognizability. Not likability, recognizability. But when I was like 13, 14, I think Michael Jackson was the most famous human on earth. Even more than peak Michael Jordan or peak Tiger Woods.
Muhammad Ali was pretty famous.
Sure. And I would say in the 70s, Ali would be it.
Pretty famous. Tiger had, you know, because golf is worldwide, so Tiger was pretty big, pretty important. Mike, though, Michael Jackson, yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I wonder what he thinks of Christian Laettner getting in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If only he were alive. Talk about it. Yes, Marvin.
Only Dream Team or not in the...
Oh, that's your Michael Jackson impersonation?
I mean, it's not a great one, but...
No, that's all right.
What he does.
Serviceable.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's calling for it, but not anymore.
They should merge those Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If Ralph Sampson is in, Christian Leader, she can.
How about... what's Doc Rivers think about this?
Oh, no, I don't want to get into all that kind of stuff. I got to worry about coaching the Bucks right now. Put them all in the same building if that's just easier for the people to go check them out.
All right. Let's check in with Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Jim?
You know, Murder, She Wrote, not on air anymore, but we'll keep an eye on that. The Lions, Jameer Gibbs. Should we get him the ball here on 3rd and 1, Tony?
I don't know. Do you run it? Do you pass it? What do you do, Jim? I don't know.
An all-new Big Brother starting next week. Julie Chen hosting.
Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, apologies.
Hey, now.
Want to get on the bad side of him.
Yeah. He's not powerful anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
I don't think he could hurt you anymore.
Right. So he's less Moonves now?
Boom. L-E-S-S.
At one point he was more.
We thought we'd be talking about him today.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. Only there's a big NFL hiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's break down Madonna's worth.
Yeah.
Modern day and the Hall of Fame.
What is the poll question for the final hour?
Emmy, here we come.
Yeah, this is why we don't win an Emmy. And I blame it on me. It started with John Sciarra and Mick Jagger. And you know what? This is me. I led us down this path.
Shake up.
John Sciarra's in the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Welcome.
But not in the College Football Hall of
Just
Fame.
That's the Rose Bowl
Hall of Fame. And not the Football Hall of Fame. Okay. Seton, do we have a poll question for the final hour?
Yeah, this is from the mind of Todd Fritz. Will Justin Herbert win an NFL MVP under the tutelage of Jim Harbaugh? Right now, 63% of the audience say no.
No.
Haters.
We had Daniel Jeremiah on from NFL Network, and he brought up a great point. Your quarterbacks won't put up great numbers under Harbaugh. It'll be more balanced, more efficient numbers there, and therefore you might not have the numbers for an MVP. Mike in Lake Tahoe. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dan. 6'185". I bought a lot of merchandise off of your show, and one of them was a Chargers shirt that said, "Football is fun." And I thought that was a lie. I thought you might be able to make a new one that says, "Football is fun now."
Hmm. Funner? Or how about some Charger colors? Who has it better than we do? Nobody. That might be good. Or maybe sort of an outline of Jim Harbaugh, and then you put that in there?
Nuts and bolts.
That's Todd's.
Yeah, nuts and bolts.
So you want to do that one with Jim Harbaugh? Sort of a outline, a caricature of Jim Harbaugh, and it just says nuts and bolts?
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I appreciate that, Todd. Grant in Texas. Hi, Grant. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show. You guys appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
So I wanted to get your guys' opinion about the Texans. So when we had the when D'Amico Ryans got signed on last year, you had free agents like Dalton Schultz that specified that they wanted to come to the Texans, even though they were one of the two worst teams in the league last year, because of D'Amico Ryans. And so I wanted to hear your guys' take on this upcoming free agent season, what kind of players would possibly be more drawn to the Texans now, given the success that they had under his tutelage.
Well, it's more important that they have the second most money available under the salary cap. I mean, it's nice to go and play for somebody that you respect, want to play for. You also want to get paid. They have the second most money under the cap. That will be really important. But you have your quarterback in place, and you have your head coach, and you have last season, this postseason to build upon. Yeah, there's a lot of positives. You can live in Texas, a lot of positives there. And I would think that would be a destination. Absolutely. All right. We'll get some more phone calls coming up. We'll make way for the Detroit Lions running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. He'll stop by right after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Chiefs-Ravens matchup will be just the second game in playoff history to pit former MVP quarterbacks, former Super Bowl-winning head coaches against one another. The only other game that this happened was 1998. It was a divisional round game, the Dolphins and the Broncos. So you had Dan Marino and Jimmy Johnson, John Elway and Mike Shanahan.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day,
start of the day.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards, NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, a round of applause. The Pistons beat the Hornets last night. They have 5 wins on the season. Still the worst record through a team's first 44 games since the 09 New Jersey Nets started out 4-40. The Wizards have fired their head coach, Wes Unseld Jr., earlier this morning. Eric in Salt Lake. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Dan, how you doing?
Great.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
5'10", 190. I called to give Seton a hard time, but the Hall of Fame conversation actually has me pivoting to my Jets. Chad Pennington, would he be in the, if you had the entire Hall of Fame put together for college and pro?
No.
He can end that.
No. No. He wasn't a great college. You know, who do you have, Randy Moss at Marshall? I did love that green of Marshall, those unis. I love them. They look sharp. But Chad Pennington benefited from Randy Moss there. I mean, he had a good pro career. I don't know what his numbers are, but no. Yeah, we were talking about if you did football the way we do basketball, where you combine your college and pro career, or maybe you just had an unbelievable college career, you could still go into the Football Hall of Fame. That was the topic that we got on. Because basketball, you can be an unbelievable college player and not be an NBA player, or not even a good NBA player, and still be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Or a coach, you can be great in college. You know, Rick Pitino wasn't good in the NBA. John Calipari, wasn't good in the NBA, but you're going to be a Hall of Famer. So that's how we came up with that question or concept. Ben in Minnesota. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Ben.
Hand size 9.5. I was just wondering your thoughts on what's going on with Eric Bieniemy. For years, he was a head coaching candidate, and I know he spent time in Washington lately, and they seem like they put up decent points and yards, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are. I know you haven't even heard him mentioned as an offensive coordinator for anybody.
You know what, Ben? For the fifth consecutive year, I don't know. Usually what happens, there's code words. He didn't interview well or came in a little entitled. These were things that I was told. Now, one person who was in an interview with Eric told me came in a little entitled because he was with Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. And that turned the group off. So that's all I have to go on. Because you have an opening in Washington, and Eric Bieniemy was there. You're going to have the second pick in the draft. Do you want an offensive-minded guy? Feels like... who is it? The Lions assistant coach, Ben Johnson. He's going to get that job. Feels like he's going to be the Commanders' next head coach. Curious about Mike Vrabel. Pete Carroll may be on the outside looking in. Maybe he stays with Seattle in a front office role. I don't know. Now that Harbaugh's taken the Chargers' job, we still don't know what's going to happen with Atlanta. That still feels like maybe there's, I mean, they've interviewed a lot of people. Yeah, Marv.
What's your realistic expectations for the Chargers year one?
Double-digit wins. I'd say at least 10 wins.
So that means the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. Except for the Chargers?
Yeah.
So they're going to get 5 more wins than they had this year. Yeah. Weren't they 5 and?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a classic underachieving team. That's the team. That's the kind of team you want to take over. They underachieve greatly. Now, they've always had injuries, but that's... that's what these coaches, when you come in, it's like, let me go to the team that should be a whole lot better than what they are, and that's the Chargers. Yes, Eden.
I haven't looked too deeply into it, but if you just look at the surface, you could say that the Chargers are a team that have a underperforming quarterback and a ton of aging, expensive stars.
Yes, you could. Yeah. Salary cap issues. They have some names there. They just haven't lived up to their name.
Just haven't heard them in a while.
No. Yes, Pauline.
They're not going to use that phrase in the season ticket hype video that they send out for the marketing team. Check out our underperforming quarterback and our old expensive players.
Yeah. We've got some names here.
Sign up now.
Finding less banana peels.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be Jim Harbaugh. That'll be it.
The savior's here.
No, just who has it better than we do? Nobody. That'd be the rallying cry there. Jahmyr Gibbs, the Lions rookie running back, 12th pick overall by Detroit, 23 draft. Now, he went to Alabama after he was at Georgia Tech, and people thought that the Lions, maybe they reached a little bit when they took him 12th overall. The Lions rookie running back joining us on the program. Who was your favorite running back growing up?
I grew up watching like LeSean McCoy, Chris Johnson, LT, and Barry, so... probably those four.
What was it like when you met Barry Sanders?
It was crazy, man. I wasn't expecting it. But it was cool, though. I mean, we every time I see him, we communicate. So, I mean, we have a good relationship right now.
Can you teach what Barry does, or is that just something you're born with?
No, that's him, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think there's no cone drill, no drill you can do to do what he did. So, yeah, I think that's just him.
Well, you got some of that, though. You got some of that in space, you know, the jump cuts. Like it's there.
Yeah, I got a little bit, but he was different. He was different.
What was your reaction when you heard Nick Saban was stepping down?
At first, I thought it was just like I thought it was fake. So, like, I just went on Instagram or something, and, you know, it was popping up everywhere. So, I mean, it had to be true. But, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, nobody really expected it. I mean, I thought it would be soon, like, 2-3 years, but I didn't think it was going to be, you know, right now.
What is he going to do in retirement?
But I'm pretty sure he's still going to be around the team and, you know, help with some stuff. I don't think he's just completely just, like, done. But, I mean, he'll probably just be, like, on his bake on the boat or something like that.
Have you been to the lake house?
Yeah. I was there when last summer.
So jet skis, karaoke, that's what's going on there?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs says that Coach is a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. He's like, this is like low key.
Like sneaky funny?
Yeah. I mean, like what most people see is him, like, you know, getting on the players and stuff. But other than that, like, he's pretty funny.
Well, Josh said that he would always make jokes about D's nuts.
I think I did hear him say that once. He said it. I was like, what?
The D's nuts. I love that. How would you compare Coach Saban to Coach Campbell, their styles?
They're both very detailed. You know, they both genuinely care about, you know, the players. They want them to be, you know, good people outside of football. And, they wish the best upon everybody.
I think Coach Campbell could still play a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. He looks like, now he goes into the weight room, right?
I don't know. He'll probably be there before anybody else.
Could he outbench you?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Not me.
Really? Okay, let's guess how much Jahmyr Gibbs can bench. Todd, what do you think?
355.
All right, Seton. 95. All right, Marvin.
We'll go 325.
All right, Paulie.
341 rep.
I'm going to go 325.
I mean, I haven't done the one rep, but the most I've done was like 315, like six times. That's the most I've done. So I don't know what that is.
So if you do one shot, you could load up and probably do maybe 350.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't do it this week though. That's
I'm not doing it.
We don't.
I'm not gonna do that for a while.
I know you don't play outdoors in Detroit, but you still got to get used to that weather in Detroit. So you're how's a kid from Georgia deal with that cold when you get to Detroit?
I mean, it's been good most of the time. But, like, it was just one day out of nowhere. It's dropped to, I went outside, it was 2 degrees. And I was like, yeah, I didn't like that at all. And it was my first time driving in the snow. It was different.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
Well, okay. I lived in Atlanta for a couple of years. When it rains hard, people freak out.
Yeah. And people in Atlanta already can't drive, though. It makes it worse.
Yeah. How do you beat the Niners?
I think just play our brand of football, you know, physical, discipline. Don't turn the ball over. And, they're a really good team, so I'm pretty sure it'll be a shootout. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a really good game. So, just play our brand of football.
What was that atmosphere like in Detroit these last two playoff games?
It was great. It was one of the best home environments I've ever been a part of. Definitely top three for sure. Loud. I seen like the – what's the little scale? That'd be popping up like 135 or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess like how loud it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely loud.
But is it louder than an Alabama game?
It's pretty close because, like, you know, it's in a dome and everything's so like compact. But, I mean, Bama just have like 40,000 more people though.
But it's louder than a Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm just you did start your career at Georgia Tech, so
a little
bit of an adjustment there.
Well,
good luck this weekend, and thanks for joining us. Great rookie season, and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Jahmyr Gibbs, we caught up with him yesterday after practice. You look back on that draft strategy by the Lions, it felt like every position that they took early, they reached. And you reach for the running back, you're reaching for a linebacker, and maybe reaching for a tight end. Then you turn around and look the contributions that they had. Maybe they did reach, but these draft picks have worked out for the Detroit Lions. Let's see. We'll take a break here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and we'll try to accomplish all of that right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I think Bon Jovi's son is engaged to Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. I think they're engaged. They were only like 20 or 21.
What's his son, Juan Bon Jovi? Is he, what's his name, do you know? I don't know.
Well, why didn't you find out?
Jake.
It's funny if I didn't look.
Jake Von Bon Jovi.
It's Bon Giovanni.
I hope it's Juan Jovi.
Why don't you interrupt a little more time?
I hope it's Juan Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Thanks for bailing me out, Todd.
Pauling just said.
I was seconding his joke. I heard that he said Juan.
I know, but you were really hurrying to the finish line to make sure you got that out.
Okay.
All right. Hope you're happy.
Sorry about that. I tend to interrupt every once in a while.
Okay, you do.
This is interesting. John Francis Bon Jovi Jr. John Bon Jovi's last name is B-O-N-G-I-O-V-E-I. It's one word. But the band, I think, is, Seton, help me out here, you're Jersey. I think it's Bon Jovi, like two words.
Correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But his actual first name, last name is one word, Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you. On
that. All right, thank you. My bad for bringing up Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. Yes, Todd?
No, I was just going to do my...
You were going to do it.
I was going to. I was thinking about doing it, but I just started doing it.
Well, maybe let's ask Doc Rivers what he thinks about this.
I wish you would stop interrupting people. It's very rude. Raise your hand. That's the game plan. Raise your hand.
All righty. That'll do it. That'll do it. This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, all of that coming up. Doug in Olympia joining us. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
6'3", 419 and a half. My
my concern is college football. I'm struggling with getting over NIL and the transfer portal. My big problem is gambling. And the problem is the major sports networks are getting into gambling directly. Yep. We've got college players up here in the Northwest who are NILing with casinos. Those three legs of the stool are probably going to break my heart. I mean, I don't mind pro football, but I may just have to convert myself to, you know, mainline pro football and let the college go. I remember when Bill Walsh, the Stanford coach, said in 1993 that the Huskies were mercenaries and they had isolated their football program from the students. Well, that he was right about the Huskies, maybe caused Don James to leave. But the bottom line is that's where college football is going. It's going to be isolated from the student body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're going to be paid employees. They're going to be businessmen. Yeah. I mean, if you're a student, you still go tailgating. It's still your university football program. But, yeah, they will be paid employees. And NIL, transfer portal, like, who allowed all of this? The grown-ups allowed all of this. Under their watch, they allowed all of this. So we got to stop blaming the kids. They've taken advantage of the system, a system that's taken advantage of them for decades. And now nobody likes it because, well, wait a minute, that's not the way it used to be. Yeah, it's not going to be that way ever again. So you just have to, you know, college football is more fluid now, where used to be you got to stay 3 years before you can go to the NFL. Okay, I got to stay 3 years. I don't have to stay 3 years at a university. I can hopscotch around. I can get paid. I can get NIL. And yes, gambling is my biggest concern because it's not, the distance isn't very far from somebody who is trying to maybe manipulate a game, fix a game, to somebody who is there willing to take a payout. Everybody seems to have a price here. And it happens, and it's rare. But there's so much money involved in all of this, and that's what makes me nervous. I don't think it's a question of if, but when we have some kind of scandal. Yeah, Mark.
The crazy part is if you're a 5-star high school recruit, you can change your family's life now.
Sure.
Where you don't have to wait 3 years where not like I can get $40,000. No, I can get $4 million right now.
And these running backs who take so much abuse in college, you know, now maybe you can go to some other place. Maybe you sit behind somebody. Maybe you're not the workhorse for this team that they keep loading you up and you're going to be that guy. And then, hey, good luck in the pros. So I understand it. It's a case by case, but I do think that we're headed towards paid employees and revenue sharing. Lyle in Pittsburgh. Hi, Lyle.
Hey, Dan, second time caller, long time listener. And we've got a new caller next to us, Carmella. She's 18 inches and 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
Awesome.
And the wife and mother next to me, she's 5'7", 100. Or no, we won't. Just wanted to chime in on the David Bowie friend dressing up. I drugged my wife to a Kiss concert a few years ago, and right before the band was supposed to go on, they canceled, and we saw all these grown men in Kiss makeup, driving away, crying, angry, and it just made it that much worse that 50, 40-year-old men were wearing Gene Simmons makeup going home.
And just to clarify, you didn't drug your wife to go there. You dragged your wife to go there.
Well, you know, I needed both.
All right. Well, congratulations on the baby there, Lyle. Thanks for calling. I always think of the guys when they're there at a football game and their faces are painted and their shirts are off and their bellies are painted. And when your team loses and then you got it's a walk of shame. It's a drive home of shame. Yes, Todd.
Especially if you're the road fan that's in the middle of all these people that are just going to give it to you.
Just laugh at you. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Dan, I have a few, but Todd took most of them for his scoreboard. Raiders won the Super Bowl in 81. Giants won the Super Bowl in 87. The Buccaneers won the Super Bowl in 03 on this date. But I have, this just came across my desk. This day in movie history, the new Roadhouse trailer looks awesome. Yeah, you know there's a new Roadhouse movie?
Yep.
I just found this out. It's going to debut March 21st on Amazon Prime Video. It's Jake Gyllenhaal reprising the role of Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bad guy is Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Or he's definitely in the movie. I'm looking at it, and it's a real movie. I thought this was a joke.
Mm-hmm. They said it's an edgier version of Roadhouse.
That's impossible.
Who is the Kelly Lynch characters?
Ooh.
Okay.
You could get injured.
Daniela Melchior. There's nothing wrong with her, I can tell you that, first look. But yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal's jacked. He's ready to go.
He was jacked in that, Southpaw?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was shredded.
He was. Yeah. He was shredded wheat.
Conor McGregor is definitely in it. And
all right, who do you take in a fight? Jake Gyllenhaal or Conor McGregor?
Hollywood fight or fight?
A regular fight.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Jake.
Sorry, I mean.
Yes, Todd.
I'm going to assume Conor McGregor has a few more skills.
Well, Conor McGregor's going to be fighting again soon, isn't he?
March 21st on Amazon Prime, he's going to be fighting Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Oh. Think.
Okay, here's one for you. These two men in 1964 launched Blue Ribbon Sports. Blue Ribbon Sports became Nike.
Oh.
Bill Bowerman and Phil Knight launched Blue Ribbon Sports, and the company later changed its name to Nike. Whatever happened to that company, Nike? Yes, Marvin.
What happened to Bill?
Oh.
I know Phil.
Yeah.
They made two movies about him. Both of the Steve Prefontaine movies.
Yeah.
Bill Bowerman is the coach of Oregon track and field.
He's a
legendary coach, Bill Bowerman.
That's right.
And he created the shoe bottoms for Nike. Phil Knight was a walk-on for Bill Bowerman. Hayward Field, you've read all, and you've seen it. There's two movies, Jared Leto and, what's the other guy, Billy Crudup.
Yeah.
There's two different Steve Prefontaine movies.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ohio State has been spending a lot of money. Odds makers give them the second best chance to be national champs next year behind Georgia.
Seton O'Connor.
Nuts and bolts.
Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers.
Classic from the toddler.
Marvin, how about you?
Back row power.
Back row power.
Bali, what did you learn?
Kalen DeBoer, he's on the road.
What about me, Todd? What did I learn today?
What about you? Billy Joel can sell out around the world, but he's all about playing Madison Square Garden as much as possible.
Let Express Employment Professionals help you hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you, expresspros.com. Gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. It'll be up on the website, danpatrick.com, a little bit later on this afternoon. Shea and Irving, Dylan the graphics guy, and Bad Larry. Thanks for joining us. For the great Todd Fritz, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Meat Friday.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.